This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I know there's a lot of people frustrated with me because I'm so negative and down on the Browns right now. But the reason I'm so negative and down on the Browns is because they won three games last year.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be a playoff team. They were supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. They won three.
Yeah. And, okay? And they legitimately thought they were a Super Bowl contender,
and,
too. It's not
and not only did they just win three games.
Yeah.
They got the boots put to them in most of the games.
Yeah.
They weren't even competitive in these games. And so that's why I'm sitting here. Don't tell me how close you are. You're not close. You're delusions of grandeur right now if you think that this football team is a quarterback away or they're close, because they're not. And I'm always going to be honest with fans, whether you like what I have to say or not. I had some nice exchanges on X this morning because I'm not crazy about the idea of spending the number two pick in the draft on one of these quarterbacks. I don't think that they're worthy of the pick.
Although you have come around to Cam Ward throughout the show.
I'm not gonna feign shock and surprise if one of these guys is picked, because I think there's a very good possibility it's going to happen. Do I think it's the smartest decision in the world? Probably not. But okay, I'm willing to be open-minded.
The differentiator right there is important, right? The idea that what you would do isn't necessarily what the
right.
Browns wind up doing. I think that makes it very hard for a lot of these conversations, is
right.
Because a lot of the times those interests don't necessarily align.
Right. So, but I'm not going to sit here and sell fans on they're a quarterback away. If they get the quarterback right this offseason,
well, so what are you
right.
expecting with free agency out of them, though? Because, again, there's so many different paths that they could take. If we're playing with the idea that they're trying to be competitive
right.
next year instead of the idea that they're just going to lay down and die, essentially, if they're trying to be competitive next year, what exactly do they do in free agency? How aggressive are they?
Well, I think they're going to be aggressive. They're always aggressive.
That's Andrew Berry's motto, is
right.
to be aggressive. That's one thing
right.
I like about Andrew Berry, by the way. I rip on Andrew Berry. I've called for him to be fired. I do love the idea that Andrew Berry won't just sit back and say, I'm happy being a five-win team.
Right. I think that long-term, they're better off realizing what they have, and it's not much. And they should be building not to make themselves look good or save their jobs. Because honestly, I don't think their jobs are in jeopardy.
But we don't know how what the length is, I think, is what I would argue.
But they just got contract extensions, and you just kept your job after winning three games.
Yeah.
Okay? That was an unmitigated disaster. That was also, by the way, the happiest three-win locker room I've ever been in.
Oh, were they happy?
Well, you'd expect the whole locker room to be grumpy and in foul moods.
I mean, I was grumpy in foul moods.
Now,
why can't they be grumpy and in foul
now,
moods?
Now understand when I say happy, I'm not saying that they were thrilled with the results. I'm just saying that, you know, guys didn't have bad attitudes. Guys weren't angry. You didn't have guys throwing stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, when you said happy, I did think that they were like throwing, parties and such,
right.
Mariachi bands in the locker room with, all sorts of food and everything like that.
Well, no, but when I say happy is like they all had great attitudes. They took it in stride. Like they, It felt like...
Basically described as Cinco de Mayo in my head is what happened. And I don't know why.
It felt like they were resigned to their fate and like, we'll come back next year.
Well, in many ways, that's kind of where the fan base did end up getting to. Is it didn't feel like they had a chance anyway.
Right. Show me. How much got this offseason?
But you do expect them to be aggressive then. I'm curious in what ways. Like, do you think they're going to be... are they going to add a double-digit sack guy? Are they going to add to the wide receiver room? What exactly are they going to do?
I think that they believe they're closer than I believe they are. And for me, that's an issue.
Because part of this is, it's not necessarily trying to sell Myles Garrett that you've done things and you made changes. Like, if you do nothing in free agency, you are waving the white flag in that thought process.
Here's the thing. They have to trade Myles Garrett before the new league year. He's got option bonuses that are due that would raise his dead cap figure.
Is that better than after June 1st? Because you can spread it out from this year and next year?
But I'm saying, though, his cap goes up new league year and he's paid his bonuses.
For sure, yeah.
So... They either have to do it before.
I keep thinking after June 1st is more likely because you can just spread it out over the 2 years.
Right. Yeah. But I'm very realistic about where they're at. They're not close. They think they're close. So I think they're going to act like they're contenders. Andrew Berry's going to operate this offseason as if they're contenders coming off a 3-win season.
Yeah.
And so I anticipate that he's going to be aggressive. I anticipate he'll spend some money. Deshaun's contract's going to get restructured for the 27th time since they did this contract to get him under the cap. He's going to restructure a couple other contracts to open up the room that he needs to be able to sign, bring some guys in. My object, Jimmy Haslam, basically gives Andrew Berry a blank checkbook. Listen, they spent over $300 million last year.
Yeah.
It's one of the most expensive teams in NFL history. They won 3 games.
I do wonder at what point Haslam shuts off the money faucet. I do wonder at what point he just is like, all right, even you can't sell me on what's going on right now.
I don't think he will.
I think he's very desperate to make this thing a winner.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if I would use the word desperate, but I understand where you're coming from. He's driven to win.
That's a better word.
He wants to win at all costs. Okay?
Yeah, and it's one thing I've always given him credit for, and I really do think we need to acknowledge more. Yes, it hasn't worked out very well, obviously, but this is a different Haslam, in my opinion.
He's had points where he has tried to take a step back and let the people he's hired do their jobs,
yeah,
and then the people he hired didn't do their jobs, and so they feel like they got to step back in again. Like, to be fair to the ownership of the team, they do want to win no matter the cost.
Yeah.
They're just as angry and frustrated about the lack of results as fans are. That's why I will never hear arguments of, well, the Haslams are just pocketing the money from fans. I will never listen to that argument. They do want to win out there. They're just as frustrated as to why they haven't been able to deliver what they want to deliver, and that's a consistent winner. And they're willing to spend whatever it takes, whether it's on facilities, whether it's on players, whatever, right? So there's a real commitment there. But the problem is, and the reason they get so much grief, is because the team has been terrible for much of their ownership. They've had two good seasons since this family has taken this team over in the middle of the 2012 season. They've had two winning seasons, two good seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those seasons, nobody was allowed around the football team.
Yeah.
And I would argue that's the best season this franchise has had in decades. I don't know. Maybe a lesson to be learned there. They clearly didn't learn that lesson. But, you know, the second to last year, or this last time where they went 11-6, I mean, they got lucky in the face of not getting lucky.
Yeah, and all the advanced analytics, too, by the way, had said that they probably should have been around a 500 team, even right. with everything Joe Flacco was
and
doing.
And I think the mistake that Andrew Berry made last year, last offseason, is he ran it back. Okay, we added Jerry Jeudy. We're good to go.
Yeah, they didn't look into, for such an analytical team, they didn't look into some of the obvious analytics that suggested that they had a lot of luck that played into their record.
They went 6-2 in one score games.
Yeah.
Okay? And then this year they went 2-4. They were only good enough to play in
at least we'll have an acknowledgement, though. But at least we'll have an acknowledgement, though, from them that they can't just run it back from last year to this year.
But
so we're
going
to see them shaking the snow globe a little bit.
Yeah, but think about that. They were only good enough to play in 6-1 score games this past season out of 17 games. That's why they're not close.
Yeah.
They only won two of them.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Chiefs went, 13-0 in one score games this year?
Yeah.
And there's a lot you can really parse out in that.
But
that's an unfair comment by me.
Do you kind of get the picture of why I feel
I don't hate you being in prove it mode. I think that's actually a very healthy way to look at it. You have to show me. And that show me might take a little bit more time. By the way, Daryl today brought to you by our friends over there at Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. One more segment left to play with you guys in case we missed it. Comes your way next right here on The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.